Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
In learning Maseches Yevamos, we're up to Daf Ayin Aleph. In the beginning of the Daf, the Gemara is discussing the psukim that it says by Karban Pesach, says, Kol Ara Layechel Boi, and Kol Benechel Layechel Boi, what do we mind from the word Boi? What's the meat from the word bay? The two gersayis in the Gemara, that's Mavur and Taisus, who shine me from bring more gersayis. We'll go with the two that Taisus brings. The gersa that we have in our Gemara is that kol ben echel leyechel bay is to tell you bay hamaris das beselis, vein hamaris das beselis b'maiser. The psul of ben echer hamaris das nisnachrum maisav, that is hamer dasai, is only a psul legabe karben pesach. It's not a psul legabe maiser. And then, kol aril le'echel bay lamli, what's the bay by aril? To tell you, bay ena eichel aval eichel b'matzu umar. To tell you that he's not eichel karben pesach, but aril doesn't have a psul with matzu umar. So b'necher is telling you, the bay telling you that b'necher doesn't have a psul with maiser, and the bay by aril is telling you aril doesn't have a psul with matzu umar. So Taisus tells us, why do we learn one for maiser and one for matzu umar? Umar know to do that. This one's from Maiser Dafka, this one's from Matzu Umar, Mechateisa. Teisa says the Gevaldige Cheshbit. He says that was pashut to the Gemara that we don't need a pasuk to say there's mutter to eat Matzu Umar. Because Matzu Umar have no kedusha. They're like regular food. They're like regular chun. What's the havamin he should be asa Matzu Umar? Karbonis, chumas, maises, if kedusha chayach to asa, but Matzu Umar is chun gemurin. There'd be no havim in a bechlal to be aser matzu umar. When the Gemara says of oichel b'matzu umar, it must mean that he's chayiv to eat matzu umar. The havim in a sense he doesn't bring the pesach, so maybe he's also not chayiv in matzu umar. Kamash mulan, that's what we learn from boy, that he's only pater from pesach because he's not allowed to eat the pesach, but his pater from pesach wasn't pater from matzu umar. He's still mechayiv to eat matzu umar. The Zaktai says that's the pasha of drush. Around the best drush is matzu umar. So that's why by RL the drosh is Matsumar. When we got to Ben Echar, we couldn't have a drosh to be my Matsumar, because we're Manavshach. To say that he's not allowed to eat Matsumar, like Taisa says, is no such set. Matsumar is school in Gemurin. It's impossible to say that he's not allowed to eat Matsumar. Elamite to say that he's still Mechuyiv to eat Matsumar. So Taisa, Ben Echar anyway is Mechuyiv. A Ben Echar is not potter from anything. A Ben Echar is not allowed to be a Ben Echar altogether. He can't say that a ben necher is potter from matzu umar. He's mechuyev not to be a ben necher. He's mechuyev to do tshuva, not be a ben necher, not be a mum. He's mechuyev in kol teir kula. It's impossible to say a ben necher is potter from something. So, melody, it's impossible to dash a ben necher from matzu umar altogether. To say that he's mutter to eat matzu umar, that's pshita. Matzu umar is chul and gemur. There's no havim in it to ask anyone to eat matzu umar. Elamite to say he's mechuyev to eat matzu umar, and oral you could say, there's a havin aral is potter, since the aral doesn't have to bring a carbon pesach. He's an aral, he can't eat the carbon pesach. So melo, you would think he's also potter matzumar. Kamashmul, a matzumar is an independent mitzvah, it's not only in carbon pesach. Hashegin a ben echa, to say a ben echa is potter for matzumar, he's mechuyiv in carbon pesach also. He's mechuyiv to become ois ben echa, and then bring the carbon pesach. You can't tell me a ben echa is potter from anything. So that's the first gears in the Gemara. That ben echar, you can't dash him a matzumar. So mele, we use it for something which is completely out of the parish, we use it for meiser. But oral, you could dash him for matzumar because you could dash him as mechuyi for matzumar. The Asher Shankov says, this is l'chayi raya k'negu d'bein etam. We spoke in the previous year, we'll speak vaitam. D'bein etam shita is that an oral shemesu echal nachmas mila is not an oral. It's like an oral shloi b'zmano. And the case of oral is, we have... He's really mechuyev to do the mila, but why is it called libel l'shamayim? Why does the Gemara later call him an einis? It's because he's scared. He's scared that he's going to die, even though he has no right to be scared he's going to die. Or other rishonim say because he can't take the pain. So the Yashus Yankov says he'll have the same kasha by oral. How could it be mamayit oral from matzu umar? How could you say he's potter from matzu umar? He's mechuyev to do the mila and become ois oral, and then be mechuyev from matzu umar. He can't patent from matzu umar. There are other pshatim in the Gemara, like we're going to speak out soon. Some Rishonim hold that it is a a miut that is mutta to eat matzah mor, that we have him in a yistak osur matzah mor, and then it won't be a raya keneged Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus Meiser brings another girsa. He brings a girsa that darshins both boys, say the boy by Ben Echer, and say the boy by Oral, to tell you boy ena eichel va eichel b'matzu umar. And he says that the Gemara in Psachim, three places in Psachim, in the ninth parak, in the second parak, in the tenth parak, all three of them bring from both of these two, both by Oral and by Ben Echer, that boy ena eichel va eichel b'matzu umar. So you have this kasha, Bishleim Oral, we understand, is to tell you he's still mechuyiv b'matzu umar. But a Ben Echer, how could you say he's mechuyiv? He's anyway mechuyiv for the tshuva and be mechayiv and kol mitzvahs. The Taisa says like this. He says that we're talking about that he was a ben echa b'shas ta'akrovas ha-Pesach. So mainly he couldn't bring the Pesach then, even though he was mechuyiv too. But l'maisa, he didn't do tshuva, and l'maisa, he didn't bring the Pesach because he was a ben echa, he couldn't. Already it's too late to bring the current Pesach. So you would think that since he's a ben echa b'shas ta'akrovas ha-Pesach, he's mufka from the Pesach, so mainly he's also potter from Matzah Umar. Kamash Malan is mechuyev matzah umar. Adi, you don't need a pasuk to mechayev him originally, because like we said, he's mechuyev to do tshuva. He can't even be a ben echer. But we need the pasuk to mechayev him when he taka did tshuva, and it was ready too late to bring the karban pesach. And now you need the pasuk to mechayev him matzah umar. That's the taisus. So a few aris. First of all, like we mentioned, there are kamar rishonim that say that the pasuk is telling you a chiddush that is mutter to eat matzah umar, and there'd be a half a minute without the pasuk that is asur to eat matzah umar. The Ramban and the Rashi are pretty clear that way. They say, derech agav, they say, latire b'matzah umar, when they bring the Gemara. The Meiri is mamish mefurish, he brings his pshat, he brings Taisa's pshat. Also, the Marie Kirkus learns that way in the Rambam. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam also learns that way in the Tshuvas. That's at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Tshuvas Chab Daniel and Bavli, discusses the Shita Sarambam, why he didn't count Mor as a mitzvah with the Atzmai, because he says that Mor is directly Tali and Karban Pesach. And the question Rabbi Daniel and Bavli had was, so what about an Oral and Benecha? You see that I'm Mechuyiv and Mor. And Rabbeinu Avraham says, no, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. It doesn't mean they're Mechuyiv and Mor. It means that they're allowed to eat Mor. Kamru Shain and Vaisis held that there was a half a minute to say that an Oral and Benecha are Osir to eat Matzah Umar, maybe the Iskish LePesach, and the Isser of Oral and Benecha eating Pesach without a meat would apply Memela to Matzah Umar. Another Arab is that we know the Klal, that Matzah Bezman is as the Raisa, and Mar is the Rabbana. There's a Chiv to eat Matzah even when there's no Karim Pesach, but there's no Chiv to eat Mar, it's a Gemarim Sachim, Naf Kuvchav, Mar is the Rabbana. The shaila is, so what does it mean about the Oral and Ben Echer? Then I bring a Karban Pesach, it says, Aval Echel b'matzu umar. What's the pshat that dem achuyiv ti mar? Mar is only when you bring a Karban Pesach. Mar b'zman is as derabonim. So interesting, the Chedush Eran, in Psachim Daf Chavches, and the Rabbeinu David there, they both say that Mar is Ashkeres Alishon. Mar is Lav Dafka. The Gemara brought in Mar. The Gemara sometimes does, since it usually goes together with matzah, it just said it together with matzah. But in this case, Mara does not apply. The Ikka Joshua is, Boyena Eichel of Eichel Uba Matzah, he has a Chiv Tit Matzah, and Arlen Ben Echa does not have a Chiv Tit Mara. Ishtigal Deichach in the Gemara, but that's what the Rishainim say. Now, Bemis, you can ask a little bit more. So, the Gemara is discussing matzah. The Gemara is telling you, an Arlen Ben Echa have a Chiv Tit Matzah. Why do we need this pasuk bayna eichel of eichel b'matzah to tell you that v'chiv tit matzah? The Gemara in Psachim says the reason how we know that matzah b'zman is the raisa is because it says be'erev teichlu matzahs. It says be'erev teichlu matzahs a kasev kavu chayva. There's a chiv of erev teichlu matzahs. Why do we need this pasuk for? So the emes says it's a sugi in Psachim. It's often a Gemara in Psachim naf kavchav and fakert. There's a machloikis there. Rav and Ravacha b'yangav. Rav says matzah b'zman azez deraisa mar derabanan, and Rav Acha b'Yakov says they're both derabanan. And the Gemara says kasha on Rav, if mar is derabanan because mar needs a carbon pesach al matzah semuroy mechlu, only there's only mar b'zman deika pesach. So why don't you say the same chesu matzah? And the Gemara answers like we said be'erev teichlu matzahs. And the Gemara asks Rav Acha b'Yakov, what do you do with be'erev teichlu matzahs? And the Gemara says Rav Acha b'Yakov uses be'erev teichlu matzahs for Tomei V'derech Rechaika. Now, Rav Acha b'Yakov is Mechalik, that Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, even if one who didn't bring the Pesach, is Mechuyiv and Matzah, because of the Be'er of Teichel Matzis, because it's a Zman that we bring the Karban Pesach. But in a Zman that no one brings the Karban Pesach, then we're not Mechuyev in Karban Pesach Midereisa. Not Mechuyev in Matzah Midereisa. And Rava says the following, that Tami and Derech HaChayka B'Zman HaBayis, I don't need a Pasuk to tell you that I'm Mechuyev in Matzah, because like Gora from Arul and Benecha, just like it says by Arul and Benecha, Boina Eichel Ava Eichel B'Matzah, that there's a miyad that even though they're potter from Karban Pesach, they don't bring Karban Pesach, they're still mechuyev to eat matzah. So I know already from Arul and Benecha there's a chiyev matzah. I don't need a pasuk with Tamei and Derech Hachayka. So mainly I'm going to use the pasuk be'erev teichel matzahs for bezman hazeh. And the Gemara of Acha B'Yakov, he uses be'erev teichel matzahs for Tamei and Derech Hachayka, and the boy for Arul and Benecha. And that's the sugyas HaGemara of the Yom Sachem. So that answers our kasha. You see, Clark from the Gemara, you need two psukim. If it would only be for the pasuk of Be'er Teich L'Matzis, you would zet sign the pasuk Be'er Teich L'Matzis b'zman abayis, b'zman that people bring the Karban Pesach, then even someone who happens not to be bringing the Karban Pesach, he's Tameh, he's Derech Hachayki, he's Arul, he's Benechar, he's Taka Mechuyev Matzah because it's the zman of the Karban Pesach. And that's what we'd say Be'er Teich L'Matzis is. But b'zman is there when there's no Karban Pesach, there's no chiv deraisa to eat matzah. So that's why I need the pasuk of Bai. Bai tells you that Arul and Ben Echar Mizmana Bayis and Mechuyev and Matzah. And Rava says, who would then Tamei and Derech Hachayka also don't need a pasuk? That same pasuk will teach you Tamei and Derech Hachayka is also Mechuyev and Matzah. Memeilim Be'erev Teichel and Matzah, so tell you Mizmana Zed is a Chuyev Matzah. Thus come Dais the Chayish Ben Asugya. Only thing is, the Menchus Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Yitzayim points out, Lefi Zed, you could say a Svara, not like the Rishaynim, that this taka chilek, that bizmana bayis, where everyone's bringing the Karban Pesach, there Bai teaches you that Bai na oichel av oichel b'matzah u'mar, kipshutai, that there has a chi of matzah and mar. And you can't tell because matzah mar is telling the Pesach, because it's the zman that we do bring the Pesach. So Bai tells you that even though you personally are not bringing the Pesach, you still m'chiv matzah u'mar. Vashenkim bizmana zeh, where the Bai doesn't teach you that need matzah umar b'zman hazeh. That's the Gemara. For that you need be'erev teichel matzis. Be'erev teichel matzis is only matzis. Be'erev teichel matzis is not telling you umar. But even then it would come out that b'zman habayis there's a chi of sai matzah sai umar, even for someone who doesn't eat the Karban Pesach. And b'zman hazeh, now there's only a chi of matzah, not a chi of mar. But like we said, it's mefurish in the Ran and the Reinu David, not that way. The Cheshbon is a good Cheshbon, but the Ran and Reinu David Nemon, that even Bizman Abayis, the Ben Echar, and the Oral, that Boyin Oichav Oichlu B'matzu Umar, the Mar is Bashkeris Elishan, the Mar is Lav Dafka, and the only Mechuyiv in Matzah. And the Menchus Chinuch points out the Rambam also holds that way. Rambam makes a big thing that he's counting Matzah as a separate mitzvah say, but Mar he's not counting as a separate mitzvah say, because Matzah is an independent Chiv even when you don't bring the Karban Pesach. Mashenke Mar is never a Chiv Mar only with the Karban Pesach. So it's a chelik from the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. If you're going to say b'zman habayis, there is a chi of mar, even for someone tami b'derech hachayki, even for an aral and ben echar, so it should come out that mar is a separate mitzvah, because al kapanim b'zman habayis, when they do bring the Karban Pesach, someone who's not mekayin the mitzvah of Pesach is still mechuyev in the mitzvah of mar, vayis is a separate mitzvah. So you have to say in the Rambam that no, that mar is never a separate mitzvah, and that's how Rabbeinu Avraham and the Rambam learns in the Rambam. And the mar is lav dafkitz b'shkeres alisha. Now let's go right in the Gemara. Gemara says, Itzuch lemichtav Arel, v'itzuch lemichtav kol ben Nechar. Torah has to write both dinim. Has to write the Arel can eat the Karban Pesach, and Torah has to also write a ben Nechar can eat the Karban Pesach. Dikas rachmana Arel mishum nemois, Arel is mis, has a psula guf, ava ben Nechar deloy moes, same aloy, ben Nechar, have this mis, v'ikas rachmana kol ben Nechar mishum nein libel ha-shamayim, is nesnach rumaisav, he's not even Hashem. Oral b'libel Hashemayim loy emaloy tzricha. Oral either like Rashi holds b'chol is an einus, or like Rebbeinu Tam is libel Hashemayim. Other things he just can't be aimed in this nesayin. But al kopanim is libel Hashemayim. You would think not. So the Gemara is a bissel shver. Kilu the Gemara is bothered. Why the Torah have to write both dinim oral and ben Echar? You can learn one from the other. L'chayin are two separate things. Have an oral, have a ben Echar. How would you be able to learn one from the other? And the Marsha says, Vaita, you see, by Truma, an Arul can eat Truma, and Ben Echa could eat Truma. And the same thing other karbanis. So you see, there is a chiluk oral in ben echer. You say that's nichol in the Gemara's kash, it's a bissel shver. And also like Taizim Sachem Naf Kufchaf asks, even if you could learn one from the other, but aim as hirim in a din, you'll need the pasuk to tell you a lav. If it's just limud, the same as hirim in a din. So Mashar brings down Taizim Sachem Naf Kufchaf, like a shmak of pshat, the Gemara wasn't going on the ikke isser of oral in ben echer. The Gemara was going on the drasha of bayin aichel va'aichel b'matzu umar. This would only fit with the girsa of Taisus that the drasha of bayin aichel va'aichel b'matzu umar is going on sai aral and sai ben echer. So there, this miyat that aral is only mufka from Pesach was still mechuyiv b'matzu umar, was still allowed to eat matzu umar, each shita according to it, according to how you learned the Gemara before, but the din that's only Pesach and not matzu umar, there maybe can learn at one from the other. Once the Torah is megala that the din of Aral is dafka by Pesach, so maybe Benecha would dafka be by Pesach. Once the Torah is megala, Benecha is dafka by Pesach, so maybe all but dafka Pesach. And that the Gemara says not lav dafka, because Aral may be worse because it's mos, so Benecha might be worse because it's ain libel Hashemayim. Shas says meduik because Agamar is not discussing the Issa Aral and Benecha bechlal. Agamar is only discussing the miyut, and still this Gemara brings down the tzricha. So if I say the tzricha is on the miyut, that's a taizim sachem dafkav chaf learns. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva says, Ishish l'rabbi says, Oral. The Gemara has a shakla v'taya. How did you know dafka Oral? Maybe it's Einan. And the Gemara asks, Tub Shatim. Then the Gemara asks, Rabbi Kiva, hai teisha v'sachem ay avadlein. What does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk teisha v'sachem? Rabbi Eliezer uses it for the Xeris Shafa. What does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk teisha v'sachem? What do we need the pasuk teisha v'sachem? Like the Gemara asks, if Taisha V'sachem means an Eved Ivri, Avad, then Eved Ivri could eat the Karban Pesach. So what, how does Rabbi Kiva understand the Pasuk Taisha V'sachem L'yechol Bay? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmai, Masuya Arvi Moel V'gavnuni Moel. An Arab or a Gavnuni that did a Bris Milah, so he's not an Oral. So what says that he doesn't eat the Karban Pesach? Mecha Taisha, he doesn't eat the Karban Pesach. Taisha V'sachem is teaching you that a guy can't eat the Karban Pesach even if he did a Bris Milah. A guy that didn't do a bris milah is avad an aral. But a guy that did a bris milah, you would think he could eat the karban pesach. That's why you need the pasuk teisha v'sachem to teach you he can't eat the karban pesach. The fright the gemara v'hani mulininu. But are they really considered mol? V'tanan kainim shani nenelai reilim mutta bereili yisrael. V'asa b'mulei evigachavim. Kainan shani nenelai mulin mutta b'mulei evigachavim. V'asa bereili yisrael. If someone makes a neder that he won't have a noah from anyone who's an aral, so even a guy that has a milah, he's aser. And a yid that doesn't have a milah is mutter. And the same thing the other way. If he makes an ed, he won't have an ar from someone who's mol. So a guy who's mol is not considered mol. A yid is considered mol. You see that the taich of oral, a guy is always considered oral even if he has a milah. The b'emesin, it's a bissel shmer. Because in the same Mishnah that says that a guy is always considered an oral even if he has a bris milah, the same Mishnah says that a yid is always not considered an aral, even if he does not have a bris milah. And we know that an aral, that's a yid, is considered an aral lagabe karban pesach. So why is the Gemara so convinced that because a guy is considered an aral, even if he has a bris milah, lagabe nidarim, he'll be considered an aral lagabe pesach, you find fakir that a yid who does not have a bris milah is considered a mohol. He's considered not an Oral, a Mohol Lagabe Nedarim, but he's still considered Oral Lagabe Pesach. This is the Rishayim's Kasha, and it's particularly Shver, because what's Takab Shat? Why do we say Lagabe Karam Pesach, Kal Oral Echelbar refers to a Yid that doesn't have a Bris Milah, he's called an Oral, and nevertheless, Lagabe Nedarim, he's not called an Oral. So Rashi really answers the question. Rashi answers, because Nedarim Halach HaKaloshim B'nei Adam, Israel like Karulu Arelim, Avicham like Karulu Mulim. It depends on Lashmael, that's the way people talk. People, when they say Arl, they don't mean a Yid, even if the Yid does not have a Milah. When they say Mol, they don't mean a guy, even if the guy has a Bris Milah. So if it's all Lashem Ne Adam, so what's the Raya for Lashem Apostle that he's called an Arl? So Taisha says, and this is what the Rishayim will say also, the Raya is because the Gemara there in the Dharam brings a Pasuk to bring a Raya to the Mishnah. The Pasuk says, he call a guy a Marelim. The Pasuk says, all Goyim are Elim, even though there are many Goyim that do have a Bris Milah, the Arvim do a Bris Milah. So, what does the Pasuk mean, call a Goyim are Elim? Vice is from the Pasuk that the Din Aral Ma'igoi is even if he does the bris milah. Since he's not shayach in the bris milah, Abishan never made a bris milah with him. He's called an aral even if he does an actual physical milah. So there you have a pasuk. There you have a pasuk that a guy is always called an aral. The Mishnah, it wouldn't be such a raya because the Mishnah is not halash me'adam, but this halash me'adam comes from the pasuk. You call a guy a merelim, and that pasuk teaches you that a guy is always an aral. Mashenk in a yid, in Lishon the Kra, he could be called an aral if he doesn't have a bris milah. And the Rishonim ask another kashya. The Rishonim ask, why did the Gemara ask that you don't need Teishev Asachar for a guy that's a mol, because he's not considered a mol? Tepik Leila, he's a Ben Echar. A guy is a Ben Echar. Even Yisrael, that's Nisnachru Maisav, is called a Ben Echar. A guy is a Ben Echar alain. So the Ramban and the Rajban and the Ritva all say that a guy is not necessarily considered a Ben Echar. A yin that's ein libel l'shemayim is worse than a guy. Yin that's ein libel l'shemayim, a yin that does avei dezara, that doesn't keep the mitzvahs, he's called a ben echer. A guy, not necessarily. Now, it's not 100% clear in the Rishonim that they mean that a guy is not called a ben echer if he's libel l'shemayim. In other words, ben echer means someone who's nesnachu ma'isav l'shemayim. Doesn't matter what religion he is, whether he's a yid or a guy. If he's not libel l'shemayim, if he's a eved avei dezara u'kadayma, then he's a ben echer, whether he's a yid or a guy. If he's libel l'shemayim, if a guy keeps the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, he does what he's supposed to do, then he's not a ben echer. A guy that's an eved avei dezara is just as much a ben echer as a yid that's eved avei dezara. The emes is the smag, and the yireim, them are furish that way. Them are furish, when they say this vart, them are furish that the guy that's not a ben echer is a guy that keeps the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach. A guy that keeps the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, he's not a ben echer. Sounds like ben echer means the snachru ma'isav, and that applies side to yid, side to a guy. The Aruch Lener is clear. Also, b'chlal no mitzis a ben echer by a guy. Even if a guy is eved avei dezara, he's not a ben echer. Ben echer means someone who's supposed to be eved Hashem. The Eibishter wants to have Hashem in Yisrael, and he goes and he turns away from Hashem, he becomes a Ben Echer. A guy, even if he's Eved Avei Dezara, it sounds like he's not a Ben Echer. Similar to the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin says that you don't take Karbanis from a Mumer. The Gemara says that only applies to a Yid. But a guy, even if he's a Mumer, you can take Karbanis from him. A Yid that's a Mumer is worse than a guy Lagabe certain Dinim. He said the Rishonim, the Smag and the Reim Malkapanim are quite not the way, that a guy also could be a ben echer. It's only if he's keeping the shemitz menayach, he's not a ben echer. The Marsha learns up in Taisus the maskel vahani that a guy is always a ben echer. And Yitaka blives shrei with the Rishonim's kasha. Why did the Gemara have to ask the kasha that a guy can't be mamuy from Taisus v'sacher because he's an aral? He could have asked the ben kasha. A guy is mamuy, can't be mamuy from Taisus v'sacher because he's a ben echer. The Marsha learns up in Taisus that a guy is always a ben echer. Not so much in Taisus, it kind of aim and Aruch Lener learn up in Taisus, not that way. But Rashi and Chumash says it. Rashi and Chumash, Parashas Bay and Perikut Beis, on the Pasuk Kol Ben Echel Echel, by Rashi and Chumash says, Echad Goy ve'echad Yisrael Mumma b'mashma. It sounds quite that Ben Echel is Mashma Goy. Mashma Goy Mumma. It's Mashma, all Goyim are called Ben Echel. And the Makar of Rashi is the Mechilta. So L'chai, we have three Shittas. Rashi and Chumash and the Marsha according to Taisus holds that Goyim are always called Ben Echer. And it's Takash Tikkel Shver. Why the Gemara had to ask from Arelim, the Gemara could have asked from Ben Echer. Maybe Ein Echinami. Smag and the Reim say clearly that a guy, if he keeps the Shevis Ben Echer, he's not a Ben Echer, but if he doesn't, he is a Ben Echer. And the Aruch Lener learns the guy can never be a Ben Echer. Now, Al Kopanim, the Gemara says here that Taisha V'Sacha can't be a Ma'ed a guy because the guy is an Oral anyway. Mara says, El asuye ger shemol v'loy tovel, v'kon shenoy l'kashu umol, v'ksav etzarech l'hatif mena dan bris. Coming to Yimarba, who can't eat the Karan Pesach, a ger that did mila but not tvila, and a kon that's noy l'kashu umol, because he holds you need a tafis dan bris. And the Gemara says, how does Rabbi Eliezer know these dinim? How does Rabbi Eliezer know that a ger shemol v'loy tovel, and the kon shenoy l'admol, is not allowed to eat a carbon Pesach? The Gemara says, Rav Lezer l'tameh, Rav Lezer goes to Shitasa, he holds ger shemov le'tavos, a ger mali was a regular ger, and he also holds that a cotton shenolid mol doesn't need a tafis dambris. Ad kan the sugya. So, nachamol, a maisa the Gemara says, Rav Akiva learns from Teishev and Sacher to Mayit, a ger that had mila but not tvila, and also a katan that was noiled mole and did not have, they neglected to do that toughest dam bris to take some blood from the dam bris, those two people can't eat the Korban Pesach. And Reb Elazar holds they could, because Reb Elazar holds that a gerishim ovo tov was a regular yid. And he also holds that a katan that's noiled mole does not need a toughest dam bris. The Lecha Mishnah has a kash in the Rambam. The Rambam passes like Reb Elazar. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, Paskins, he brings the drasha, he says, an oral can eat chuma because of Taisha V'Sachir. That's why. And also, in a lot of the other nafkaminas, like whether he could be Maza, the Parah Aduma, Rambam also says that that he could be Maza, which is like Rebbe Eliezer. Rambam Paskins like Rebbe Eliezer. But the Rambam still Paskins that a ger that's Mov Loi Toval is not a ger. And also, that a cotton that's nailed mol needs a toughest dambris. But the Lecha Mishnah, it's in Perek Tes, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, asks the Kasha, how does it shtim? The Rambam passes like Rebbe Elazar, he doesn't have Teisha V'Sachar to be Mayed a Gerish Shemov L'Itoval, and he doesn't have Teisha V'Sachar to be Mayed a Katan Shanel Edmol, so how could he paskin that a Ger that's Mov L'Itoval, a Katan that's Nel Edmol, can be from the Korban Pesach? So there's a Ramban, Umulchamis, in the Perek Rebbe Elazar de Mila, Mesech de Shabbos, that says it's not a Kasha, because the Gemara earlier in Yevamis Daf Mevav Mebeis says that the way we know that you need Mila and Tvila is like Aveseinu. Since Aveseinu needed Mila and Tvila for Geirus, that's how we know they need Mila and Tvila. So why do we need Taisha V'Sach altogether to be my Geirus Shemov Leitaval? Rabbi Leza holds you don't need Tvila, like the Gemara says, but Rabbi Shua that says you need Tvila, he learns it out from the Aves. He learns it out from the Aves in Arsinai that they needed Tvila. But Taisa says in the Mevavim Beis that Rabbi Kiva is the third cheetah. Rabbi Kiva holds that you need Mila and Tvila, but Lav Mitame. Rabbi Shua holds the reason why you need Mila and Tvila is because the Avos had Mila and Tvila. Rabbi Kiva holds the Avos did not have Mila and Tvila. They just had Mila. But you need Mila and Tvila because of the Pasuk of Taisha V'Sachir. So Kum Dais, it's not Mukhrich. Good old Enigera Chiyim over Yitvo. And still you don't need Taisha V'Sachir for that. You have the Parshat of Gemara early in Daf Mevavim Beis because the Avos needed Mila and Tvila. Al Derech Zeh, the Ramban says Lagabe Noled Mol that he needs a toughest Dambris. The Gemara says the reason why he needs a toughest Dambris is because of the Arla Kavusha. Even though he's Noled, it seems to be completely Mol, but really there's an Arla there. It's just sunken into the Makam Amila. So that's why he needs a toughest Dambris. So that's a svara. They need a toughest Dambris. You don't need a pasuk for it. Gemara here didn't hold of Arla Kvusha. So the Gemara was saying a toughest Dambris without Arla Kvusha. On that, you need a pasuk Taisha V'Sachir. But the Rambam Paskins say you need a toughest Dambris because of Arla Kvusha. Arla Kvusha, you don't need a pasuk. That's the Melchamas' starts. So you see from Taisus and the Ramban, Menegei Gerishimov Leitaval, that the din of Taisha V'Sachir is telling you a chiddush dam and hilchus geiris. Man and Hilchas Pesach altogether. That Taisha V'Sachar, Taisha B'Memayin, a Gerish Shemol V'Tavol, is Tegel Chiddush and Hilchas Geirus. That without the Pasuk of Taisha, I would say that Mila alone makes the Geirus, because like Taisha says, the Aves did not have Tvila. And Taisha teaches you, according to Rabbi Kiva, that no, you need Tvila also. And that's why we, Rabbi Shua, holds that the Aves had Tvila, doesn't need this Pasuk for that. And the Ramban says, so why did the Gemara say that? Why did the Gemara say Reb Elazar Tamei? He says, because that's the emes. Rabbi Eliezer himself happens to hold that a mov leitovel is a ger malia. He happens to hold that a katan shenel l'kashum mol in his erech hatavos dambris. But even if you hold that it's that a ger shemov leitovel is not a ger, that could be because you learn that from the avos. Even if you hold that you need a tavos dambris, that's because of Arla Kavusha. So you see from this Ramban and from Taisus that this is the din of Taishav. They're learning the din of Taishav and the Gemara is the din in Geiris. The Rajba and the Ritva and the Meiri have a different shot. The Rajba asks the Kasha, a Gerish Shemov Leitova, why don't you need a Pasuk to Yemayinah from eating Pesach? He's Mamashagai. Ain't a Gerish Shemov Leitova. So the Rajba is said, Alessa, the Shani Hacha de Milose L'Shem Yehadus, that since the Mila of the Ger was for Yehadus, it was for Yiddishkeit, Afa Bishle Nigma Gerusai, his Gerish didn't finish, Ain't a Gerish Shemov Leitova, they're already partially Jewish. So in the Rajbat of Pshat's like this, Avadu we know in the Gerachim of Yitvo. Rabbi Kiva is not learning from this Pasuk in the Gerachim of Yitvo. That you learn from the Avos. So why do you need this Pasuk for? Because you would say that even if he's a guy, even though he's not fully a ger, but he's already a shtickle like a yid. Yitvor explains the story even better. John is an arvi mol, his mila is nothing. His mila doesn't exist. So he's an arl. I mean, he already said, a guy is not a ben nechar. What's mamayin a guy from eating a carbon pesach? Teretz is because he's an arl, like the Gemara says. So even if he has a bris mila, his bris mila is nothing. It's not a bris mila altogether. So mainly he blibes an arl. But if he did a mila's geirus, even though he's not yet a yid, but his mila is a good mila. His mila is a yiddish mila. You make a bracha on the mila. It's an emes mila. So you can't say he's an arl. He's not an arl. Not like an arvi mol. So mainly you need a pasuk be memayin him. According to the machlok is pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara is memayit a ger shemol v'leitaval, the Ramban in Milchamis and Shabbos and Taisus and earlier is learning that he's not, that the Gemara is saying a din that he's not a ger. According to the Rashi Mitvon the Mimi, how do we know he's not a ger? But you would think even though he's not a ger, he still could even the Karban Pesach because he's not an arl, he's not completely a guy. He already started the gerus. Mainly need a pasuk be memayit him. It's a very interesting story that happened. In 1848, in Yerushalayim, Reb Shmuel Salant happened not to have been there. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He wasn't there at the time. He was in Chutz Lars collecting money. And the one who took over him, his name was Reb Asher Lemel from Galen. And there was a guy that became a ger. He had a bris mila, but it wasn't healed yet. And they didn't do the tefillah yet, and it was Shabbos. And Reb Asher Lemel paskin that he has to be Mechal Shabbos. The guy, the ger, didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos. But Reb Asher Lemel said, no, he's still a guy, and a guy has to be Mechal Shabbos. Akam Sheshavos is Chayiv Misa. You Mechuyiv Zim Mechal Shabbos. And then the Chanami, he was Mechal Shabbos. He wrote, he signed his name. And the Olam tumbled about the Psak, because the Minig didn't seem to be that way. A lot of times they gave him that between the Mila and the Tefillah comes a Shabbos, and then I'm Mechal Shabbos. But Reb Shmuel Salant came back, he said, he argued on the Psak, and he said over this Rajba. He said, the Rajba Nivam Mustafayin Aleph says that once you started the Mila, even though he's not yet a Yid, ain't a Gerich Yimov Yitvo, a Bagoy is inished. He's not in Gantz and a guy. The Yiddishkeit started. He's not an Earl. He already started the Mila. He already started the Geirus. The Rajba's Lashing Kvahisl of Anichlis Ksas Bedas Yahadus. So, Mela, there's no din of Akam Sheshavas. No din that he's Mechuli to Mechal Shabbos. That's what Shmuel Salant said in the Kayachlis Rajba. Ka'amri will be a machlaikis though, because Enecharami the Rajba is one of them Iri would hold that way. But from Taisus, says he understands from this Gemara that he's a Goy Gomer, koin te b'shua ye b'chlal no ni Taisha v'sacha. That's Taisus Kasha, and that's what the Ramban also says. That a koin te b'shua that says the Ovis ni nitvili, you don't need Taisha v'sacha to be mamayit. So l'chaya b'rem it's mochach v'kert, that he's b'chlal not a yid. He's still an Oral, he's still a guy. Have to be Mechal Shabbos, Al Kaponim, according to the Ramban and Taisus. And even according to the Rash, but it's not Mamish Murchach Linyan Shabbos, it's that way. He says, Lagabi Karban Pesach, which is telling the Shem Aro, he doesn't have a Shem Aro. But maybe Lagabi Akam Sheshavas, until he is Yim of Yitvo, he has it in the Akam Sheshavas. Vesach Nisht. Upon it, Revit Gedalim argued on the Rabbi Shalemel. There's a big tshuva and Binyan Tzion about this. Simon Tzadik Aleph, we also the Aruch Lanei, the Binyan Tzion, argues on Reb Asher Lemel and says that it doesn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, just like with discussing Tupshatim in the Gemara, when the Gemara is using Taisha V'Sachar according to Rabbi Kiva for a Ger, Shamol V'Loi Toval, is it the Pshat, like Taisus and Efman Vavim and Beis, like the Ramban Mulchamis, that the Gemara learns that the whole Chiv of Tvila, the whole din of Ger Shemov Leitavl is not a Ger from this Pasuk, or is it Pshat, like the Rashi with the Dvan the Me'iri, that the Gemara knows that he needs Tvila? The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, that even though he needs Tvila to be a Ger, you still would think that he could eat the Karban Pesach without a Tvila, because he's not Mamish Agai, he's not an Aril. Mash from the Pasuk that he can't. Well, there is that we have two Pshatim in the Gemara on that he's learning out the din of Noilid Mo. Because you have the same kasha in the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah, the same kasha, that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Eliezer, they use Teishav Asachar for the Gzeri Shava, so Meili can't use it to teach you that Neilid Mol needs a toughest Ambris, but the Rambam passes that Neilid Mol needs a toughest Ambris. So how does that stim? If the Rambam holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't have the Pasuk of Teishav Asachar, so Rabbi Eliezer says, how does Reb Lezer know Neilid Mol? Mar says, Reb Lezer Tamei, he holds a Neilid Mol, doesn't need a toughest Dambris. So, Mel, the Rambam, who paskins that you do need a tafis nebris, and he paskins like Rebbeleza, how does he shtim? He doesn't have taish of a sacher to tell you that you need a tafis nebris. That's like a Mishnah's kasha. And you have the same teretz from the Milchamis, same type of teretz, that the Gemara says in Shabbos that the reason why you need a tafis nebris is because there's an Erla Kavusha there. There's really, even if he's Neulid Mol, he's born, you don't see any Erla, but it's there, it's sunk into the skin, it's Erla Kavusha. So if you need a tafis nebris, that's Erla Kavusha, so you don't need a pasuk of taish of a sacher. Agamar, Rabbi Kiva didn't hold of Erla Kavusha. So Rabbi Kiva uses a taish of a sacher to tell you need a tafis nebris. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara could have said Erla Kavusha, but the Gemara was saying, I am a snakater, but as it happens, you don't need a tafis nebris. Well, there's a third cheetah that you need a tafis nebris, but not from this pasuk, from a different thing, because Erla Kavusha. So again, you see that the Ramban learns that this Gemara is taish of a sacher is telling you, klolly you stick a din, that you need a tafis nebris. But from the Rambam himself, it's clearly not that way. Because the Rambam paskins that Noled Mol needs a tafis nebris. But the Rambam paskins that a Noled Mol could eat truma, even without a tafis nebris. That a Noled Mol that didn't have a tafis nebris could still eat truma. That's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Truma. So the Achrayim all bothered. If the Rambam paskins you need a tafis nebris, so what's the pshat he could eat truma? So Kama Achrayim say, the stipel of the Kolos Yankov and Masechta Shabbos, the Mimoshes, the Mechav Beis, Eischav Dalid, bring it to often a Radvaz on the Rambam, Milchus Chumas, Perek Zayin, Alacha Aleph. So the Zechi Yitzchak Siman Lamed speaks this way, that even if you hold that there's an Arl Kavusha there, it doesn't mean he's an Arl. V'harayah. When you do a Tafis Dam Bris, Pashtus, all you're doing is a little scratch, taking out a drop of dam. The Arl Kavusha is remaining there. Obviously, an Arla Kavusha doesn't make him an Arla. If an Arla Kavusha makes him an Arla, Tafis Dambris is not removing that Arla. So what's the pshat that Arla Kavusha is Mechayiv a Tafis Dambris? So I'm going to train him like this. If there'd be no Arla there altogether, it wouldn't be Shayach a Tafis Dambris. How's it Shayach a Tafis Dambris? There is no Dambris. But the fact that there's an Arla Kavusha, that shows you that there's Dambris there. That makes the Dam into Dambris. So maybe it's Shayach to have a Tafis Dambris. But the Arla Kavusha doesn't make you into an Arla. So, well, it's very good. It's not this pasuk that's teaching you that you need a tafis nebris. That they need a tafis nebris is because it's Arla Kavusha. There is an Arla there. If there is an Arla there, so mele tshayach a tafis nebris. So mele you need a tafis nebris. And like we're saying, even without a tafis nebris, he's not an Arla. The Arla Kavusha doesn't make him an Arla. That's why you need a pasuk of Taisha V'sacher to say that he can't eat the Pesach, because he's not an Arla. So mele, the emes is, the Rambam is very good, the Shitasei. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, that he doesn't dash and he needs Taish of Asachar for the Gzeres Shavah. And mainly he doesn't have a pasuk to teach you that Noilid Mol is also B'tshuma. Mainly paskins that Noilid Mol is Mutta B'tshuma. Egishmaki Yishav on the Rambam. That will be, if you learn up the Gemara knows that Noilid Mol needs a Tafis Nebris. But the Gemara held that Noilid Mol, the fact he made a tafis nebris doesn't make him into an arl. Even with the arl kavusha, he's not an arl. That's why you need a gzeres akasav, that even though he's not an arl, but if he's missing a tafis nebris, memelo, he can't eat the carbon pesach. The stipel says a little similar. The stipel didn't discuss the fact that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Eliezer and Faked, he doesn't have a drasha. Stipel makes a chiltim pesach and truma, that, like we're saying, the Arla Kavusha doesn't make him into an Arl. He's not an Arl. He needs a Tafis Nebris. I'll submit for the Tafis Nebris. So Meli says, by Chuma, the Rambam paskins he could eat Chuma. Because by Chuma, only an Arl can't eat Chuma. He's not an Arl. Mashenke by Karban Pesach, that's what the Gemara says, that he's Memuyit from a Karban Pesach, because it's the same Gedda as Mila Skarav Avado. Like the Gemara before, that if Mila Skarav Avado is Mak of Kolshken Atzmai. With Idib Shas, even if he's not an Arl, but since he's missing a Mitzvah Mila, didn't do the mitzvah smila, that's mechuyif to him. Mele, he can't eat the carbon pesach. It's a stipel shtikl tayr, it's very geschmack. But I think there's no tzarech for it. The Rambam never says in the Hilchos Karban Pesach that an early mal can't eat the pesach. And l'chay, the Rambam Shitasa doesn't have taisha v'sach at the darshan. So you don't have to make a chiluk even truma and pesach. You can say the Rambam didn't darshan taisha v'sach, and the mele, an early mal could eat truma, and he could eat the carbon pesach also. Arachim b'cholanal. Al Kapanim, these are the two pshatim in the Gemara. Is Taisha V'sacher telling you need a tafis nebris? Rambam Mechamis apparently learned. The Meli says you could learn you need a tafis nebris. Not also pasuk al tzar l'kvusha. This Gemara is another limud why you need a tafas dambris. Or you can learn, like we're saying from the Achrenim, oh, you need a tafas dambris without this Gemara. But the havmina was that even though he needs a tafas dambris, he still could eat the Karban Pesach. He's not an Arl. Kamashmon, if he's missing a tafas dambris, he also can't eat the Karban Pesach. And now let's see the Gemara Vaito. The Gemara says, Boi Rami Rav Chama Bar Ukva Katan Arl Mal Seche B'Shemen Shel Truma. Katan, that's before he's 8 days old. Are you allowed to shmir with shemen shel truma? There's a din by truma, even siches kishtia. Only a kain is allowed to shmir. It has the same dinim. Only a kain that's tar, that's not an arl, is allowed to shmir the shemen truma on himself. Otherwise, there's an issa. It's called a chilul of truma. If someone who's not allowed to eat truma does sicha on the truma, are you allowed to shmir the shemen shel truma on the cotton arl? There's a within the shalos the guy be eating. But the cotton that less than 8 days old doesn't eat solid food. So the Gemara asked a shayla, which is more negay, could you shmear the oil on him? Areilus shloim bezmanim ma'akva or loy ma'akva? If areilus before the time in the meal, is that ma'akva or not? Amar abezeir etashima. Ein li el amil is charev v'shas asiyah. The pasuk says that mil is charev, his children, that's ma'akva d'asiyah. It says, him aloy kol zachar, v'az yukav la'asaysay. In order to do the Karban Pesach, you have to have the milah of Himalai Kol Zachar, the schar of the children. Doing the Karban Pesach is a shchita. Va'avadav, and by avadav, it says, Kol Evedish Miknes Kasef Amalta Eise Oz Yechal Bay. So avadav, Eved, was only Ma'akav V'shas Achila. That's what we would say from the Pasuk. The milah schar is an ikav of Nasiyas Pesach, and milah savadav is an ikav of V'shas Achila Pesach. In line, leading us a omishal ze bezev as a omishal ze bezev, tamaloyma oz oz xerishav. The Gemara has xerishav telling like this. By Evid, it says only b'shas achila is a problem. You know, by Evid, is also a problem if you have them, an Evid which doesn't have a mila b'shas asiyah. You learn it from xerishav. And al derech zeh zacher, it says b'shas achila is a problem. How do you know b'shas asiyah is a problem? You learn it from the xerishav. The Gemara says, the Gemara is now bothered. How do you have a case where you have the Eved and the Zachar that was there b'shas achila that wasn't there b'shas asiyah? Any time it's there b'shas achila, it was already also there b'shas asiyah. The bishleim avadav is very easy. Mishkachas la'isnu b'shas achila v'lesnu b'shas asiyah. And there's avninu b'ni b'ni. Avadam you could buy. So if a person didn't own any avadam areilim b'shas asiyah and he bought them after the asiyah, so these are avadim that are there b'shas achila, but weren't there b'shas asiyah. Avadim, you have a very easy case where they're not there b'shas asiyah, but they are there b'shas achila. You bought them after the asiyah, pashit. L'scharev disnu b'shas achila v'lesnu b'shas asiyah. But how do you have a case of a zachar which is there b'shas achila and not there b'shas asiyah? Hecha mishkachas lo, lav d'shyal ben asiyah l'achila. The only case is if it was born after the asiyah. So you see clearly that even though it's shloi bezmanim, it was just born. It wasn't yet 8 days old, but it's called an arela since ma'akev of meeting the Karban Pesach. The Gemara Amar Rav v'Tizbra, him aloi kol zacham rachmanav oz yikav la'asayseh v'haylav v'amihilahi. So how could you possibly say that's a good case? It says him aloi kol zacham, go be mal v'schoyim and then do it, and he's not a v'amihilah. Can't be the case who was born after the asiyah. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, comma cases. And all the cases are where you practically could not do the mila b'shas asiyah. One case is that the baby was sick, and you have to wait 7 days, and you have to wait 7 days meis l'eis, and those 7 days meis l'eis finished between the asiyah and the achila. But the baby had a kavli ene, just had an ache in the eyes, but even that it wasn't sick, so you don't have to wait 7 days, but it had the ache in the eyes b'shas asiyah. And after Nasiyah, it got better, so you could do the Mila. Again, it wasn't Ma'akev v'shas asiyah because you couldn't do the Mila anyway, because the Ka'av of Le'ene had the eye ache, and then you could do the Mila b'shas achila. It says, Gansha, Ava v'ima chavushim beis asurim, they were in jail b'shas asiyah, and they got out b'shas achila. Kana says, Kantumdum shenikri v'nim sezacha b'ni b'ni. It was a tumdum, and then it was ripped open, so you couldn't do the Mila because it was covered with the skin, and then it became open. And if Shav Yom, because you'd see Reisha Chutz the praise, though it already stuck its head out, but the whole body didn't come out, so merely he couldn't do the Mila, and the body came out between that Asiyah and the Achila. That's the Gemara. So the Rajm and other Rishayim say, the male of the Gemara was never pashed at the Shaila of Areilus Shaloi Bezmana. Because the Shaila of Areilus Shaloi Bezmana is not because he practically couldn't do the Bris Mila. The shail of arelus shloi bizman is that maybe before 8 days is bechal not arelus. It's not an arul bechal. It's not an arul bechal. There's no makom for mila bechal. Or maybe there is. Maybe there is an arul. There is a din mila. Navas. Practically, the megiyam makayin the mitzvah till after the till 8 days. But it wasn't a shaila if you need that he should be able to bepoil, be able to makayin the mitzvah mila. That for sure you don't have to. You're an arul even if bepoil he can't be makayin the mitzvah mila. That's a rishayim neman. Someone's in jail, or someone has a kavli enei ukadayma. That's pashit that he's still an arul. And like we said, roiv rishayim neman that even meisu echav machmas mila. It's a sakana to do a mila. He's still called an Aril. It's only in regard to the din of Mila Schar of Avadav. There Rava says, anyway, even if he is an Aril, but he malay kol zacha, you need practically yishbevel to Mekai in the mitzvah's Mila. So there you can't say he was born between the Asi and the Achila, even if he is called an Aril, but it's not being Ma'akev, because practically he can't do the mitzvah's Mila. The Gemara goes to all the different cases, where B'shas Asi, he practically couldn't do the mitzvah's Mila, and B'shas Achila, he could. That's all Lagabe Mila Schar of Avadav. But Lagabe, the Din Arul, you don't need practically to do should be able to do the Mila. Even if he can't do the Mila, he's still an Arul. So Mamela, the Rashba says, B'shem Ben Echananel, the Shaila of Arela Shloi Bezmana wasn't Nifshat. There was no Pshitas to the Shaila. It's still a Sveka, it's still a Boyd Livshta, we still don't know if you could be Sach, Mim B'shem and Shachuma or not. Problem is the Rambam. The Rambam is Paskins, Halacha L'maisa, that Arelus Shloi Bezman is not considered Arelus. Arelus Shloi Bezman is not Arelus. He says, you're allowed to be Sach, the Katan, before the 8th day, with Shem and Shalchuma. They had the Rambam learn the Gemara. So the emphasis is like this. We mentioned already Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. That Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, that holds that Meisu Echav Machmas Mila, not called an Arul. And he says, because it's the same thing as Arla Shloi Bezmana. So it's mashma, anyway, according to Ben Etam, that the boy was Nifshat, because it's mashma, the Arla Shloi Bezmana, the way the Rishayim bring it down, is pshitas to him that he's not an Arl, and hu adin meisu echav machmas mila, is pashit to him that he's not an Arl. So Azai, maybe you could learn like this, and the Meiri is mashma this way, that when Rava said v'tizbur, Rava wasn't only going on the Zeris Raya, the case of Mila Skarav Avadav. The fear of Ben Utam, maybe the din of Himalay Kolzach of Ahayla Barachiyu is going on the din Aral also. So Bissel Shver Mechatesa, it's only by Mila Skarav Avadav, but Kumir Ben Utam held, the Gemara held, that it was Inam on the same. So Rav is being Parshat the Shailam Mikael Vakail. That you can't tell me Arelus Shloi Bezman is called Arelus, and you can't say that Mila Skarav Avadav Shloi Bezman is Ma'akav, because Himalay Kolzach, it's not an Arelus. And it's not a mila skar of other unless he could practically do the mila. And that's where Rabbeinu Tam coming from when he says that meisu echav machmas mila is not an arul. So may it be good why the Rambam paskin arelus shloi bezman is not ma'akiv. And that's what's mashmin the Meiri, that the Gemara is medama arelus the gufei and arelus the skar of avadav. But l'chayit shver for two taimin. First of all, the Mefarshim learn up in the Rambam just says stam arul. That Aral is also b'tshuma, Aral is also b'karben Pesach. He doesn't specify that he's not talking about meisu echav machmas mila. The Mefarshim learn in the Ram doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam means, since he says it's stam, he means even meisu echav machmas mila is also b'chal Aral. That can't be the pshitas. Al karchi is mechalik between Arelus the Gufa, which meisu echav machmas mila is called an Aral, even though he practically can't do the mila. And Mila Scharav Avodav, where there the Gemara is saying, you practically have to do the Mila. Chaya wouldn't be a good teretz to the Rambam. And even in Rabbeinu Tam, the Rishayim, the Rashi, the Ridvam, they talk about Rabbeinu Tam, they say that the Kasha Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says that a Tumtum can't eat Shuma. And this Gemara, Mechayr, is Klar Mashman, a Tumtum, is not ma'akev. This Gemara says mafurish that a tumtum is not ma'akev his father from bringing the Karban Pesach because he's not considered royal amila. So you see, klar, that there's no chiyuv to go and to be kareya the tumtum, to rip open the skin of the tumtum and do the mila. So what's the chilti in that? Amei su'echa machmas mila. speak more Be'ez Hashem in the next year, but the Rishonim say, because the Tumtum, it's practical, it is possible to do it. You're not mechuyif to do it, but it's possible to do it. It's considered a bar milah, and Mimele is considered an oral. Now, Shein Kain, Meisu Echa Machmas Mila, he can't not allowed to do the Mila. It's not possible for him to do the Mila. He's not a bar Mila Bechlal, so Mele, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he's not an oral. So the way the Rishonim are learning up Rabbeinu Tam, the Rajman Ridva, even Rabbeinu Tam holds that Lagabe Arelis Tegufe, it's not pshat that you have to be able to practically do the Mila. If someone's a Beis Asurim and he can't do the Mila for a practical consideration, Rabbeinu Tam's maskim is an oral. Can he chumo a Pesach? Now the word is, Meisu Echa Machmas Mila, that Rabbeinu Tam holds, he's in Gansim Mufka from the Parsha of Mila, he's like an oral Shleibiz Mano, and Mela is not an oral. So Mela, Lefi Zeh, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a chilah between Mila Scharav Avodav, which needs the practical Himalay Kol Zachar, and Milas Atzmai, which doesn't need the practical. It's just Meisu Echa Machmas Mila makes him not even in the Parsha of Mila. So Lechaira and the Kama Mefarshim learned that the Rambam was Saimach on the Yishalmi, since the Bavli left to the boy Livshtan, the Yishalmi is Mefarsh, that Erlish Levizman is not an Arelis, the Rambam Paschim like the Yishalmi. That's how a lot of Mefarshim learn. Well, maybe you can learn the Mashmoyus of the Gemara is that the Gemara is being Matcha to Shaila Mikol Vakol, the Tzarechim Bezeh. One more Ara before we finish the Shia. The Gemara, one of the cases of the Gemara was Ganshaoya Ova V'imai Chavushim Mebesa Asurin. And his father and his mother were locked up in jail. They couldn't do the Mila. And Rashi says, Chavushim Mishas Asiya, Umitzis Mila Metelis Aleihem V'loyal Acher. In other words, only they could do the Mila. Other people don't have to do the Mila. They may Nechal Masas Aspiskam, couldn't do the Pesach, V'shach Tushluchem Aleihem. And that's a case where Mishas Asiya, they could make the Pesach because they were based on Surim. They couldn't do the Mila. And B'Shas Achila, they were free, so they could do the Mila, and that's Obi Ma'akev B'Shas Achila. So the Mashah asks, in the Lashon of Rashi, Yumitzis Mila Mutelis Aleihem V'loy Alecheirim, Aleihem, he says, Lashon Rabim. The Gemara itself says, Ava V'imai, the father and mother. What's the pshat in that? The Gemara in Kedushin says, we all know that Dafka, the father is Mechuyiv to do the Mila on the son. The mother is not Mechuyiv. So what's the pshat, the Mitzis Mila Mutelis Aleihem? The Masha says a gewaldige chiddush. The Masha says enech anami mitzad the parsha of bris mila, mitzad the mitzvah of mila is only a chiv on the av, not a chiv on the aim. But mitzad the din of mila scharav avodav, it's ma'ak of the aim also. The himalay kol zach is not only the av, it's the aim also. Like the Gemara says, av the imay. So since the isha is mechievis to bring the carbon pesach, like the man the yom and anoshim and mechiev to bring the carbon pesach, mitzad that, she's mechuyiv to mal the child. Because mitzad this din, that you have to mal the children in order to bring the Karban Pesach, that's gufa mechayiv the mother to mal the child. That's gufa makes it a chiv on the aim. That's what Rashi means, that the mitzvah smila is metalas aleihem. The Arzurua, in the beginning of Hilchas Mila, argues on this Rashi. He says that the reason why it said of the ima in the Gemara is stam, shkeres to lishna. It threw it in. If the mother wouldn't be Bebeis Asurim, Mistama, she would have done the Mila, he says. It's clear that he held that the Mila Schar of Vadav is not Mak of the aim from the Karban Pesach, because she's not Mechuyiv. Not like the Rashi, the way the Mashal learns Rashi. And the Chari of the Machleikis is like this. Is the Pshat that Mila Schar of Vadav is going on the Mitzvah Mila, that because you have a Chi of Mitzvah Mila, and Mela, by not being Mekayim Yom Mitzvah Mila, that's what's Ma'akiv from eating the Pesach, or is Mila Schar Avodav a Nayachiv, a new Mechayiv? An Egen of Mechayiv, even if you're not Mechayiv inside the Mitzvah Mila, the Pasuk Kielon is Mechayiv you in a Mila, and is Ma'akiv the current Pesach if you don't do the Mila. That's the Chayiv, the Machloikis, Rashi, and the Arzurua. Melchis Chinuch speaks about it. In Mitzvah Yitzayin, he brings the Raya because the Rambam says that the Bon of HaGdolim are not ma'akev, is a raya only if you have a chiv, by the bun of Tanim you have a chiv, the bun of Gdelim you don't. He says, Avadim, even Gdelim are ma'akev, and bunim dafka ktanim. You must also learn up in the Rambam holds that it's only the mitzvah mila. And Mel Lefiz that a Rambam would hold also that the aim, the mila scharvadav would not be ma'akev her. Some of Medayik the other way, because the Rambam says that by a katan, his mila scharvavadav is not ma'akev. He brings a pasuk because it's evet ish v'loy katan. It's mashman that without the gzeris akasav, the katan will be ma'akev, even though the katan has no chiv. It's a long arichus in the achrenim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.